Hey, it's Rabbi Brian. It is the end, middle to the end of August 2008. I am trying something a little bit different today. Well, it's not a little bit different. I'm doing a podcast. That's nothing different. But what's different right now is I'm at approximately 37,000 feet in seat 22J, flying back from New York City to Los Angeles. Now, the reason I'm doing this is because the gentleman next to me works for GoGo, and they provide wireless internet access on airplanes. All I can think about while I'm doing this is this really something I need? What was I doing before I started talking with the gentleman? Well, I was editing some 77% weekly newsletters, and I was, what I'm really just doing on this whole flight, to be honest with you, is I'm stuffing my emotions down because I can't quite deal with why I just came to New York. And I'll tell you in a nutshell, and then I'll bring that more or less into it. I went to New York because my grandmother is dying. I flew late last night. I got in early this morning, and unfortunately I have to go back tonight. But I got to hold her hand and cry, and you know, there were some parts of it where she definitely knew who I was and called me by name, but just heartbreaking. And I think that's why I'm on the computer on the plane at 36,000 feet doing a podcast, which is because I can't really deal with these emotions. I can't deal with my emotions. And there's our spiritual religious theme of the week, folks. We do a lot of things that just feel comfortable. Please give me that. It's comfortable. Because I abhor discomfort. I hate discomfort. Is there anything inherently wrong with go-go wireless internet on the airplane? No, of course not. Is there anything inherently wrong with me taking comfort instead of, you know, dealing with all the pain in me? No. I think it's just the important thing right now is that I know, you know, I know what drug I'm taking. I know how I'm trying to comfort myself, and I know why I'm trying to comfort myself. Life is really hard. Other wise, clever thing I can think of is a quote by Gandhi, which makes a lot of sense at a time like this, which is, there's more to life than simply increasing its speed. We've gotten really good at increasing life's speed. I can go from New York to California and back in 24 hours, the other way around. It's increasing its speed, but quality of life, that's what each and every one of us has to go and find. So I think I'm going to sign off here, close my eyes for a little bit, and just be with lots of love here at 36,000 feet. I'm Rabbi Brian.